The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
You heard there earlier on from Eamon on the news about the primary school in Wexford, where local TDs are saying if things had been handled differently, it wouldn't have had to close. And of course, the reason it had to close, or the reason the principal and board of management felt it had to close, was because COVID cases within the school and within the wider school population were rising so fast. The school in question is CBS Primary School in Wexford Town. It's going to remain closed through this week up until the midterm break. And Vicky Barron is principal of the CBS Primary School in Wexford, and she joins us now. Good afternoon, Vicky.
Hi, Anton. How are you?
I'm good. What started to happen? Because I assume a lot of schools will have COVID cases that they're dealing with. When did you begin to get a sense that this was bigger than that?
Well, look, can I just clarify, Anton? We're actually not closed. We're open in the sense that we have moved to online and remote learning platforms. Our teachers are in, our SNAs are in, and we're all on site ready to support the children and the families in our community.
But you have no children on site, though. Everybody is at home.
No children on site.
Right.
Yeah, but it's different to a school closure. That's
indeed
a different thing. We are remote working here. For us, Anton, what happened was on Friday the 8th, of October, we got word of our first case, and on Sunday evening we got word of our second. We informed parents both times, and parents came back on Sunday afternoon to tell us that they were, you know, they tested their children with antigen tests and they had tested positive. So those children stayed at home on Monday. But as per the, when I contacted the HSE, there are no close contacts in schools. So all of the other children were told to go about their business and to come to school as normal. So by Monday, as that kind of went on, we were getting informed of the children who had remained out that they were beginning to test positive. So on Monday evening, then the board of management decided that, look, this is, we had 10 cases, I think, around then, that it would be best just that all of these children remain at home and to go for testing. So the HSE on Tuesday sent on contact tracing sheets after I asked why, having 10 cases in one classroom, the rest of the children weren't deemed as close contacts. So then they were deemed as close contacts. So that's kind of that part of the story there. However, the testing of that second class, so these are second class children, that went on, and many of our families went and got tested themselves privately. So as the results came back, it was only then that those children were deemed what we would say as having COVID, and their siblings were deemed as household contacts. So until that stage that a child tested positive, the siblings were allowed to come to school because they're only casual contacts. So what we found was that as the week went on, the children in second class were testing positive as late as last Thursday evening, and their siblings had been in school until that Thursday. So when we looked at the maths and as a board of management, and we realised that the children, the siblings who'd been in on Thursday were beginning to test positive on Saturday. And we looked at our school and we said, if we had one case on a Friday and we had 30 cases a week later, then it would stand to reason with the rate of transmission of the Delta variation of COVID that by having, you know, one or two cases at a weekend that were siblings that had been in contact with the rest of the children in the school, then we would be looking at new cases only surfacing today and tomorrow. So the Board of Management calculated that, they did the maths, and they decided then that the best thing to do in the safety of everyone was to actually instruct everyone to move to remote learning.
And as I understand it, Vicky, if I have it correct, you would not have had access to those numbers for the Board of Management to do the maths on if you had taken the letter of the law in terms of the advice and simply not got close contacts tested. This was parents deciding to do it privately that revealed the scale of the infection spreading through the school. Is that right?
On Monday, yes. On Tuesday, the HSE did deem the class close contacts, but the contact tracing sheet I sent in was minus about approximately the 10 children who had tested positive already. So that contact tracing sheet only contained the details of the children who hadn't had a test result or had a test at that stage on Tuesday.
And was it the HSE's advice that you would then shift to online learning, or did the Board of Management and the school leadership make that decision on their own?
I spoke to people in the HSE, and I spoke to two very lovely ladies, and I want to say that anybody on the end of a phone, they've been very helpful to us. But what they told me was that the HSE doesn't recommend closures anymore, that they don't deem children in primary schools as close contacts, and the Board of Management had the autonomy to make the decision in the health and safety of their pupils.
I suppose the thing that parents will be thinking as they listen to this is there's no particularly immediately obvious reason why CBS Primary School in Wexford should be any different to any other primary school anywhere around the country. And we were told that primary schools are not particularly good places for the virus to spread. You would seem to give evidence to the contrary.
Yes, and I suppose, look, numbers, you can argue that numbers don't lie, and really they don't. So you have to go back to ask what questions were asked that gave you those numbers. For example, on the contact tracing sheet that I sent into the department, which would register an outbreak in a school, was missing the 10 names of the children who had already tested positive in my class. So I actually don't know where the children in my class who went for private testing, where their data is kept, where that is aligned to. Is that aligned to the 19 children in one classroom that have had COVID in my school? Or is that, well, there's X amount of children at primary school age in Wexford town who've tested positive for COVID?
And have you any sense of, is there a reason why you think this outbreak happened to afflict your school? Do you struggle more with ventilation? Do you struggle more with CO2 monitors? Anything like that?
As most primary schools in Ireland, our classrooms are not massive. Now, in our school, we've recently been refurbished, so some classrooms are bigger than others. The classroom that was affected is a 49 metre squared classroom. It has 30 children and a teacher and an SNA on occasion. We have a CO2 monitor, and that is read regularly. And if you ask any principal or teacher in Ireland, they will tell you that the monitors go read quite a lot. So we evacuate the classroom. Now, evacuate sounds very dramatic. It's not a everybody march out. We just move everyone outside, and the teacher brings them out regularly throughout the day to make sure that the room is aerated. Opening windows and doors is not the solution.
And what sort of reaction have you got from faculty and from parents? Because I imagine you must have had a lot of worried parents on your hands as WhatsApp groups and text messages spread among them of news of further infection.
What I will say is it is the parent body who have kept us informed. And without their absolutely supportive and valuable contributions to us and the information they gave us and allowed us to share, we would not know the extent of the cases in our school. The HSE does not recommend that schools inform families. Now, I can imagine that's probably, there's some data protection reasons there, but having the knowledge allows families to make intelligent decisions for them. Not every family has a vulnerable member in their household. For example, some of the emails I've gotten in support, I've actually got no negative commentary at all from my parent body, and everyone seems very happy. They were aware of the case numbers, and really we felt, and our parent body I think would agree with us, that we just had no choice. We can't keep ahead of this. The children, many of them are asymptomatic, but what is happening in some households is that the asymptomatic child is testing positive, and we have some very young children who have become quite ill, and they have now got COVID as well. So it's coming from us, from the school, into the household. Now, look, the department can come back and people can say, look, I'm sure there was a party or something. And I was asked that several times in the contact, you know, in the calls, was there a party? But at the end of the day, I have 19 cases in one classroom. The first two children who tested positive were at opposite sides of the classroom. And the other children who had the antigen tests were in the middle of the classroom. We don't operate pods from second class down. We operate as a class bubble. So therefore, had contact tracing happened, I would have been able to keep most of that class at home and not in school on Monday, which would have meant that they probably would have tested and brought back their positive results earlier, which would have meant that their siblings would not have been in school, and therefore it would have eliminated the possibility of onward transmission in the rest of the classes in my school.
It's an interesting case study. I mean, it's not an interesting case study if you happen to be the principal who is dealing with it. It is an immediate crisis. But it's an interesting case study for what may happen as we go into winter. And it would seem that you're not alone. Tech saying, just got confirmation this evening that there's 75 active cases of COVID in my daughter's school. I won't say the county that it's in, out of a total school body of 160 students. Previously, we had just been contacted by the school to say that there were a number of cases and got the odd text from other parents. Only 5 out of 30 kids in my daughter's class were in school today. We are getting ourselves tested this evening. Vicky, what's your expectation in terms of returning to everybody being back in the school premises? Will it be at the end of the midterm?
Yes, we will finish our remote learning and our online duties on Friday. And then we're using this as a circuit break, really, in the hope that we can just make sure that there's no onward transmission. And then we'll be back then ready to go to do all our fun activities, to catch up with all our lovely boys and girls the week that the midterm break is over.
Vicky, thanks very much for taking the time to join us. That is Vicky Barron, who is principal of CBS Primary School in Wexford.